The think tank faculty addressed the issue of management of patients with colon cancer and simultaneous metastatic disease, beginning with Dr. Goldberg.
Norma, is the NSABP, which I believe stands for National Surgical Adjuvant Breast and Bowel Program, going to become the NSNAMBP for the National Surgical and Non-Surgical Adjuvant and Metastatic Breast and Bowel Program?
Richard, we have always been a group of surgeons that has endeavored to eliminate the role of surgery. We've done it in breast, where we've been far more successful at doing it in colon, which may bespeak to the fact that those individuals involved with colon surgery and colon treatment are perhaps a little bit more stultified than those who treat breast cancer.
Agree, disagree, or in between, the NSABP should get involved with adjuvant lung cancer trials. I've been trying to get
No, sir.
Don't even start with that. Okay. I'd like to find out what the faculty is actually doing in their practice off study, and have they had patients they've treated, and what's happened? Axel?
First of all, the BRIGHT data have been alluded to. The BRIGHT trial registry, about 2,000 patients followed prospectively, all on bevacizumab and plus any chemotherapy that in participants wanted and received. About 16% of patients had the primary intact, so that's a substantial number. And there were 3.4% gastrointestinal perforations, which is about twice as high as in the normal population, but of course, eliminating the risk of primary surgery. So there is kind of a trade-off balance. So, and it's not the majority of patients that will have a perforation. It's a fraction of patients that will have perforation. So you could set the bar lower, but these are clinical trial design issues, not necessarily relevant for our clinical practice. I think the message that I would give right now, if we think that the metastasis of a patient are the dominating life-threatening situation, I start with chemotherapy with intact primary right away, and I use bevacizumab in my clinical practice.
Dan, you know, in an asymptomatic patient, and the analogy might be breast cancer, we leave the primary intact and use it as an indicator lesion and wait and see if there's a local problem. Does that strategy make sense in this situation?
I think it does, and I think it has to be highly individualized. So it's the intersection between the patient, me, and the surgeon who sees the patient to make the final decision. So a non-obstructing, non-bleeding lesion, more often than not, we leave in place. But what I do is I stick on the front of the chart, just like as an allergy, remember the primary is still there. Because I had a patient that I treated for about 2.5 years with metastatic disease, and she said, do I need a colonoscopy? And of course, we never had people live long enough to need another colonoscopy. She said, what's my primary doing? Well, when it's been observed, the primaries are usually more sensitive in terms of response than the metastatic disease. So if you're getting control of the metastatic disease independent of the bev issue, I worry less about an obstruction appearing out of nowhere. But
and
again,
fact,
you have
you
to have an educated patient.
You can see the primaries on CT scan nowadays and follow them.
Yeah. Have you treated patients like that, Rich? And what have you seen with the primaries?
Yes, my default is not to operate on people who present with widely metastatic disease unless they're obstructed or bleeding. And I have been willing to give them bevacizumab, Dr. Walmark.
And any observation in terms of the response you see in the primary compared to what you typically see with metastatic disease, Rich?
The primaries seem to be quite responsive, and it's been interesting to follow them.
Again, I think that's precisely why this trial will provide us with useful information.
Actually, I think this point that primary can respond is important because some surgeons don't believe that. I mean, normally you're an exception of the rule, but I routinely hear at Mayo Clinic primaries don't respond. We need to do surgery, and this is not true.
Right.
For the individual in the audience who remarked that I needed a colonoscopy, you're absolutely right. Thank you. It's been 5 years.
Howard, that's been our experience also, and in fact a couple patients who've undergone colonoscopy have had unobservable primaries at that point. So I think the primary is more sensitive than the liver metastases often. And in fact, in terms of bleeding, I have yet to see anybody who, even when they presented with anemia, so they have chronic iron deficiency blood loss, that they actually have a major bleeding problem. So I have not had that be a problem either. I guess one thing that interested me, there were a couple questions about stents, endocolonic stents, to relieve partial obstructions or near obstructions, and can you treat people safely with that? And I've done it once and didn't have a perforation, but wondering if anybody else has had that experience and if there is a higher risk of perforation with a stent in place.